Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon on this October 23rd, 2021, Saturday. This is Ron of FreeWorldFilmWorks.com and FreeWorldAlliance.com, being joined by Saeed of America in Focus. And today we're going to talk about the stolen election, the COVID hoax, and the establishing of the New World Order or the satanic dictatorship of the world. Saeed, you want to start out with that story you just told me before? Oh, hold on a second.
Hold on
just a second. Let me give the guest call-in number. It's 516-387-1491. If you want to call in on this live broadcast on October 23rd, 2021, you'll have about 28 minutes to call in. And then we're going to do an extra 15 minutes after that. The call-in number again is 516-387-1491. Okay, Saeed, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to actually mention a story that I heard, actually. It's not just one story. There are multiple stories because, you know, ever since the COVID hoax was inaugurated, of course, you know, the establishment, the elite have been pushing for mandatory vaccinations of everybody, claiming that the vaccinations will protect people from getting COVID. Well, that's not true. And there are many articles you can go online and see for yourself that many people who have had the vaccinations, they still end up getting tested positive for COVID. And on top of that, I was hearing a number of the news items, actually, and stories from acquaintances of mine of people who've had the shots taken who have been developing not just skin rashes, which is common after the vaccinations, but also many people have been also been getting paralyzed. One lady in Israel, I got this from an acquaintance of mine whose friend is sister-in-law in Israel, actually took the second and third shots of the COVID vaccine shots, and she ended up getting paralyzed in her face. And it's not just this individual in particular. All over the world, people who've been taking the vaccination shots, including here in the United States, they're still testing positive for COVID later on, or they're developing debilitating medical disorders like skin rashes and all sorts of, you know, medical ailments, including some failures of the organs as well. And that's basically what it all, you know, amounts to, is that all these vaccinations is a part of a plan to sequester and destabilize society. They're not out there to cure people, because the thing about it is, you know, it's just not just with the vaccines, but all these test facilities that are administering these COVID, tests, even if you don't have COVID at all, 80% of the time people go into these centers, they'll just test them as positive. Even if they're really negative, they'll purposely test them as positive, saying, oh, sorry, you have COVID, so you need to get the shot. And that's what all they'll do. They'll all go to the Walgreens or any of these pharmaceutical establishments, and they'll get all these free vaccination shots, not realizing that basically they've signed their death warrant.
Yeah, the whole thing with the vaccines is they want to kill as many people as possible. And if you don't die within a few hours or days after getting the vaccine, you're still going to die either weeks, months, or years later. The vaccine will kill everyone who gets it. It just depends on how long before it kills them. Now, all the so-called celebrities and politicians who claim they have gotten the vaccine, it's a lie. They got nothing. Syringe was either filled with just water or nothing, and it was all fake. And some of the video of celebrities being shot with this supposed vaccine, you can actually see they're not actually getting the shot. Now, even though the entire COVID 19 is a hoax, and even though the vaccine is a deadly poison that was designed to kill everyone, I am still encouraging all liberals in America and around the world, get the vaccine. Please do the world a favor. Get the vaccine and get the booster vaccines and the flu vaccine and every vaccine that is available. Rush out as soon as you can and get them all. Because the more liberals that get the vaccine, the better it's going to be for the world. Any comments, Saeed?
No, I agree with you entirely. There's all these liberal lunatics. In fact, it's, you know, Biden was so critical of Trump during the election campaign. He was attacking Trump for, you know, not enforcing as much COVID restrictions that he would be doing. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, they created the COVID hoax, obviously, to get rid of Trump out of office. But, yeah, they were the biggest enthusiasts about, you know, all the regulations and restrictions associated with COVID, the social distancing, as well as the vaccines. You're right, Ron, they should take the vaccine. And but they're not going to, because liberals are the biggest hypocrites and liars and con artists in American politics today. So none of them are going to take the vaccines. It's just like these same liberals who talk about the downtrodden of society, and these are the same liberals who all have memberships at your local country clubs. You know, they're all hypocrites. They don't care about the people. Liberals in the United States, you know, are the biggest capitalists as well as the biggest hypocrites in the world.
Yeah, well, that's the so-called elite. I call them the scum of the liberal class. But the average liberal in the street doesn't know any of this. And so the liberals are out getting the it's not really a vaccine. It's a deadly injection. And they're going to die. Which is, I don't know if the Clintons, the Soros, Fauci, and all these mass murdering genocidal maniacs understand that by getting as many people as possible to get the vaccine, the majority of the people are liberals. So, you know, 5-10 years down the line, the population of liberals in America and around the world is going to be depleted, and the conservatives are going to be the majority. That's why they're going to push for the mandatory vaccine for everyone to try and eliminate as many conservatives as possible. And that's why we have to stand up against the mandates, the vaccine mandates and the vaccine passports as much as possible. Now, eventually, the vaccine mandates and passport will be implemented 100% around around the world, well, maybe 99%. There'll be pockets around the world where you'll be able to live without the vaccine passport, basically out in the middle of nowhere. Let me get into the vaccine passport now. In the liberal states here in America and all of Australia, New Zealand, and much of Western Europe, you're not able to go into restaurants, bars, nightclubs, some retail stores, etc., without proof of being shot up with a deadly poison, the vaccine passport. And eventually, after several years, most retail stores, most places are going to require it. Even going in to fill up your car with gas, you're going to have the vaccine passport. And police will randomly just pull people over, and if you don't have it, they'll arrest you on the spot. Impound your car, you won't be able to get your car back, you won't be able to get out of jail until you're shot up with the deadly poison. Now that's not going to be implemented within a few months. Hopefully not a few years, but eventually that's what it's going to come down to, is you'll have to have the vaccine passport to basically do anything, to get people who are on retirement, Social Security, to get your money each month, to get any kind of benefits. You're going to have proof of the vaccine passport. Now, this is going to take several years to get everyone, or most people, on board. Once the vaccine passport has become a ubiquitous thing, like the old credit cards, and then the scanning in the stores, the barcoding, etc., they are going to require everyone to get a microchip implanted in their right hand or their forehead. Just as the Bible teaches in Revelation chapter 13, verses 15 and 16 and 17. And you won't be able to do anything without the implanted chip. Now, before they go from the vaccine passport to the implanted chip, they're going to have an intermediary step. They're going to issue wristbands with the chip in the wristband, because a lot of people are going to get be scared of taking the chip, because they know it's prophesied in the Bible. So they're going to go with the wristband. But eventually, you will have to take a microchip in your right hand or forehead. And that idiot out of the Davos group, I forget his name now, it says that you may have the chip in clothing. They may go that route instead of the wristband, or they may do both. But the chip is on its way. Now, all you have to do is go to any search engine and put in implantable computer chip, and you'll get tons and tons of articles where it's already being used. It's been used in pets since the 1970s. There's companies that are requiring employees to get a chip. Already the military is using it. Just do some searches. But let me give everyone a heads up. If you want some good podcasts on all of this, go to band.video. That's the Alex Jones, his private YouTube website, BANNED.video, band.video. And see tons and tons of videos on everything. Ben Sade?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's interesting. It's not that, you know, basically they want everybody to either take a chip or, you know, basically download something that they can track people with. You know, it's interesting. Nowadays, with a lot of the insurance companies now, if you have auto insurance, they're trying to require all their customers to download the apps, and basically just as a way of tracking everybody. They want to track everybody's movements, everybody's how they're basically at what speed they're driving. But it's all really just to gather information on people and just to keep tabs on everybody. They do the same thing with the television sets. You know, all the new TVs that have come out, they all have you know, microphones and cameras where they can keep tabs on people. And now with the ADT like monitoring systems, not just ADT, but there are a host of companies like ADT that are trying to get people to put cameras, surveillance cameras, in their home, because this, you know, they give all sorts of incentives and everything, but that all the morons who put these cameras in their homes don't realize is that they're being monitored. They're being monitored by a central command, each and every movement they make. So they're making the job of the New World Order much more easier, just like with all these morons who are taking the vaccination shots. They're making making the job of the New World Order in terms of controlling society much more effective than them having to do so themselves for each and every single individual, because you have all the brain dead morons out there with their cell phones or with their with all the monitoring systems they buy for their homes, or whether it's with the vaccinations they take. They're basically making the job of the New World Order easier.
Yeah, now let me get into the stolen election. All of the leadership of the Democrat Party and all the liberal talking heads on TV and radio know 100% the election was stolen, and they're all lying. Now, like I said last program we did, if I had money, I would offer any liberal. It doesn't matter if you're just an average liberal jackass in the street or a top politician. I'd give them X amount of money if they would take a polygraph. But first, they would have to watch all the evidence of the stolen election, and then if they could take the polygraph and pass it saying the election was not stolen, they would get the money. Now, if there's someone out there who wants to put up thousands or even $1 million to offer any of these jackasses, let us know. Contact us. You can contact me through Free World Filmworks email, freeworldalliance@yahoo.com. And just we'll make the offer. I wish Alex Jones would do this. It would shut these jackasses up real quick, because none of them would even dare to take the challenge. There's no liberal out there, no matter how stupid, ignorant, foolish, insane they are, that would take the challenge, because they all know the election was stolen. Now, if you want the proof on it, just go to GarageBand.video, and there's loads of videos about how the election was stolen. Or just go to a search engine and type in stolen election 2020. Now, here's the thing with the one of the reasons for the COVID hoax was to get rid of President Trump. And Fauci predicted during President Trump's first term that he would face, actually before he came into office, he made the prediction that President Trump would face a pandemic crisis. And Bill Gates predicted back in 2015 that a pandemic would come along that would kill millions of people around the world. And he didn't predict it. He was in on the conspiracy to create it. But the reason they went with the COVID hoax in 2020 was to steal the election through the late mail-in ballot scam. Now, in 2016, when the witch from hell, Hillary Clinton, ran against private citizen Trump at that time, she paid the companies that run the voting machines, computer machines, in 10 different states steal the election by manipulating the algorithm, where she would take probably 5% of the votes for Trump and give it to her, which is a 10% swing. It's not exactly, you know, a 10% on each state. They took their own private polls, figured out how many extra votes they needed, then they put it into the algorithm, and it would switch the votes. Well, what they didn't realize is even with their private surveys, people weren't giving, weren't telling the truth. A lot of people who voted for Trump said they were going to vote for the witch from hell. So their polling was off in 5 of those 10 states. And that's what gave Trump the victory in 2016. Now, when they went through the 2016 election results, they realized they were short because of people saying they would vote for the witch from hell, and they voted for Trump. So they said, we cannot rely on polling data, even though we're doing our own, taking our own polls, figuring out how many extra votes we need. We have to go with something else. And that's when they came up with the late mail-in ballot criminal conspiracy, to where they would just have millions upon millions of ballots printed in red China, shipped over here to America, taken into the counting houses in the major liberal Democrat cities like Philadelphia, Atlanta, etc., in Phoenix, and they would just bring in as many mail-in ballots as they needed to win the election. And that's what they did. And there's 100% absolute proof coming in on the airplanes from Red China, being trucked into the counting centers. It's all there. It's all on videotape. Everyone knows the election was stolen. Like I said, no one in the know would ever dare take a polygraph concerning the election. Now, they're going to do the same thing next year. And you may ask, well, how are they going to get away with it, you know, twice in a row? Control the counting houses. They control the judges in the liberal counties. They control the Supreme Court. And you say, whoa, there's six conservatives on the Supreme Court. No, there's three conservatives on the Supreme Court and six liberals. Roberts, Kavanaugh, and the woman, what's her name, Saeed?
Actually, it's in the back of my head. I don't
Coney,
know.
Coney, Coney something?
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
They're liberals. They're not conservatives.
Right.
And they've already voted when it went to the Supreme Court, they voted it down to, you know, look into the election. And the January 6th insurrection, it was an insurrection by the witch from hell who paid for the whole thing, hired Antifa and BLM terrorists to pose as Trump supporters and lead the foolish, stupid, idiot Trump supporters into the Capitol building. And the head of the whole thing was John Sullivan, who's on film saying, let's burn this place down. And he was the one who videotaped the D.C. police officer who murdered that lady. The only one who was shot, and no D.C. cops were shot or injured. Nothing happened to the D.C. cops, and the guy that they claim was hit with a fire extinguisher and then later died, he was murdered in the hospital by the doctors under orders from the witch from hell. They wanted a martyr. He suffered a heart attack. Had nothing to do with the January 6th. He just suffered a heart attack. He went home, was feeling fine, and then had a heart attack. He had no injury at the insurrection. Everything you heard by the liberal media about that D.C. police guy getting beat over the head and dying is a lie.
Right.
And Hillary set the whole insurrection thing up, paid the BLM and Antifa. to stop the Republicans' request to have a 10-day delay to look into the election, stolen election. Because had they had that 10-day delay and gone through the proof, it would have been obvious. So Clinton had to hire BLM and Antifa to create the riot at the Capitol building.
Right, and Antifa.
Any comments on the January 6th? Say, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I also want to mention, you know, BLM and Antifa are heavily financed by George Soros, the billionaire who also is very good friends with Hillary, actively involved with Hillary. In fact, he gave her a lot of money as well. But also I wanted to mention, too, is about that whole insurrection. I mean, it was just like with 9/11. I mean, there's no way that insurrection could have happened at the Capitol building unless insiders like Hillary and others allowed it to happen. I mean, just like with 9/11, I mean, you know, 19 Arab hijackers with box cutters could not possibly, defy a multi-billion-dollar military-industrial complex and pull off the crime of the century, which they didn't at all. There were no 19 Arab hijackers, obviously, with the inside job, just like with the insurrection of the Capitol building. This is Washington, D.C., one of the most heavily police guarded areas in the United States. There's no way that, a bunch of hooligans could have been responsible for an insurrection. Obviously, again, it was insiders that let the floodgates open for the insurrection to happen in the first place.
Yeah, well, it's on video. There's no denying
right.
it. Even the liberal media admits that the D.C. police failed in their duties and that the FBI warned them that there could be trouble, and nothing was done. Nothing was done to beef up security, to do anything at all to stop the insurrection, the liberal Democrat Clinton insurrection. Nothing was done. Instead, just the opposite. The D.C. police are shown inviting the people there into the Capitol building.
Right.
Walking in with them. Telling them, yeah, it's okay, come on in. They were set up.
Yeah,
all
it was just like
idiots.
Ron. Just,
go ahead.
I was going to say, Ron, it was just like the riots that took place in L.A. Remember, it was the L.A. police were actually handing out arms to some of the rioters.
The whole thing, January 6th, 9/11, stolen election is a joke. Anyone who is not deaf, dumb, blind, and physically dead, and I mean that literally, physically dead, knows that 9/11 was an inside job, that the insurrection was committed by Antifa and BLM, and that the election was stolen. Everyone knows it. They simply are denying it. The idiot liberal in the street who you walk up to and say, was the election stolen? And they say no. They know it was stolen. They're just denying it. The amount of brainwashing that's going on by the liberal media, unbelievable. If you watch CNN, MSNBC and the ABC, NBC, CBS News, and the late night talk shows, Colberti, Kimmel, and that idiot from SNL, Myers. They, all three of those jackasses and the other ones, the lesser ones, they all know the election was stolen. They all know 9/11 was an inside job. They all know that the insurrection was a Democrat conspiracy to stop the 10-day delay on the verifying the election. They all know it. They even stated this privately to other people. But they're all being paid off to keep lying. All of them. Because they hate America. They hate the American people. They love themselves. And they're being told that when America is destroyed, they're going to be the rulers of the new America. You want to jump in, Saeed?
Yeah, and it's interesting, too. You know, I with a lot of people from around the world, and it's interesting. People in other countries, they know the story. They know COVID was a hoax. It is a hoax. They know 9/11 was a hoax. It's interesting when you go even in Orwell's England, of all places, you watch, like, the British media and the certain things they let out about what's actually going on in the world that the mainstream American news media that President Trump rightfully called the fake news. I mean, some of the things they talk about would never be entertained on mainstream American news outlets. For example, on mainstream and American news outlets, they would never entertain a debate whether or not COVID is a scam or not. They would never do that. Now, you would find this more often or not on other news outlets in other parts of the world, but not in the United States. That would never occur because people in the rest of the world are more cognizant about what's going on than they are in the United States. And like you said, Ron, people are brainwashed, especially in the United States corporation. People are brainwashed on their cell phones. People are brainwashed on apps. People are brainwashed on everything except honest to God reporting.
Yeah, well, the social media is the biggest brainwashing tool on the planet because it's totally 100% controlled by the New World Order gang, or what I call the Old World Nightmare gang.
Right.
By the Satanic gang. It's totally controlled by them. And they're censoring anyone who tells the truth. They knocked Alex Jones off. They've knocked others off. Joe Rogan has questioned some of this stuff. And they're censoring him, although they haven't totally censored him all the way. His podcast is still being allowed on YouTube. But they censor the truth and only promote lies. And that's what the average person in the street, the liberal, doesn't understand. Everything they're being told, they're being fed, is a lie. Everything is a lie. Now, this is also happening in the churches in America. And one
right.
of the biggest lies in the churches in America is that Christians are going to be raptured off the planet before anything bad happens, before what they call the tribulation. And that's a gigantic lie. The so-called pre-trib rapture doctrine is an incorrect term. It should be pre-Daniel 70th week rapture. Because the rapture will take place before the tribulation starts, but the tribulation does not start until the breaking of the sixth seal. If you go to Revelation chapter 6, the first five seals takes about a year and a half to, well, actually, no, a year and a quarter to be completed. During that year and a quarter, billions of people will be killed, will die because of what going on. And it'll be 1,000 times worse than what you're seeing now, with unemployment, starvation, a lack of food, other goods, etc. Just read chapter 6 of Revelation and you'll see. But the fifth seal is a deliberate culling of Christians on the planet, where the Antichrist sends out his minions and they slaughter as many Christians as they possibly can. Well, it is not until after they've slaughtered tens of millions that the rapture takes place, just before the breaking of the sixth seal, Revelation chapter 6, verse 12. And
right, but that's
people in the churches are being set up. So not only take the mark of the beast when it comes, but to not be prepared for the tribulation of the first five seals. And what I recommend anyone who has half a brain, become a prepper, a doomsday prepper. If you live in a big city, move to the country. Get out. Buy a house with land, at least 1 acre or more, and start prepping. You can find prepper information and books on the internet. They had a TV show, Doomsday Preppers, showing all the stuff that you can do. But get ready, because you're going to go through 1 year and a quarter of all hell. So if you're in a church and the pastor isn't telling you what I just told you, get out, find a church that does, or go to a good website that can you can get books telling you, explaining this in detail, what to do in the future. And a good website to go to is dovministries.com, gracemercyministry.com. You'll find some books there on the rapture, Big Brother, etc. It'd be a good place to go to get up to speed. DOV Ministries is dedicated to people who want to know what's going to happen in the future, who are interested in the rapture, tribulation, etc. There's several books there, Rapture Warnings book, Rapture Secrets Revealed, Rapture Decoded, Rapture Fever Cured, Rapture Ready, Rapture Now, Who Will Be Left Behind, Will You Be Left Behind. Big Brother Hears All, Big Brother Sees All, Big Brother is Watching You. Loads of books there, loads of articles, information, etc. DOV Ministries, it'll be in the .com, it'll be in the description of this program, links and everything, as well as links to band.video, Free World Filmworks, etc. You need to get up to speed on what's going on out there. Otherwise, you're going to wind up becoming a victim of the New World Order, or what I call the Old World Nightmare Game. You want to jump in on anything, Saeed,
that we might have missed? Yeah, I want to extend on what you mentioned about the churches, and that's another big problem. Like you said, most people go to these mega churches, you know, these televangelist mega churches, and all these televangelists, they're all crooks, like the Benny Hinn's and the Jesse Duplantis's. They're all actually working for the New World Order, leading many Christians astray from the truth.
Yeah, and most pastors in America do not study the Bible or even bother to read it. Now, that's going to come as a surprise to people. But I went to a church where the pastor was a conservative, Baptist, etc., and I went to his office one day, and he had a stack of commentaries. Oh, we just ended. Sorry about that, Saeed. I wasn't watching the clock close enough.
No, actually, it might seem that it ended. Actually, we have a whole hour. So
we have a whole hour? Okay, well, I'll continue.
Yeah.
Yeah, they gave me a notice here. your episode has ended, but we can continue.
We have another 15. Yeah, we have another 15 minutes.
15, okay. Yeah, I went into his office, and he had a stack of commentaries from the floor to above his desk, and I guess what the average desk is, what, 2.5, 3 feet high, something like that. And he said, see all those commentaries there? I'm reading through all those to prepare for my sermon. He was bragging. Yeah, look at all the research I do for my sermon. He doesn't bother studying the Bible. He studies commentaries.
Right.
Most pastors do not bother to read, study, memorize scripture. They just go to commentaries and pick out what they like. That's why they don't know anything in the Bible. That's why most of them teach the same thing, whatever denomination they're in. They all teach the same thing, and nothing new ever comes out of them, because they're just parrots repeating what's been repeated for 100 years or more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if most people actually study the Bible, they would realize, take one example, in the Gospels, one of the first acts that Jesus did was he overturned the table of the money changers in the temple in Jerusalem, right? He ran them out of the temple. And yet, if you go to many of these churches, money is a big business in most of these churches. They do all kinds of transactions. You can donate all this money, whether it's a mega church pastor or any other pastor, they'll be asking for all this money, and you can even use your credit card and give money to the pastor. But again, it's like if people were to bother, again, like you said, if people were to bother to study the Bible, I mean, Jesus' very first act was to get rid of the money changers out of the temple of God. And yet in most of the churches, it's become like a piggy bank. It is a bank. It's like a financial institution nowadays.
Yeah, well, especially in mega churches like Joel Osteen.
Right, right.
And Doopy, Jesse Doopy Idiot, Planis, Kenneth Copeland, and
Copeland, right.
You know, all the idiots out there, the televangelists, it's all big business. And you can go on the internet and do a search. You can actually hear Copeland, I forget who he was with, saying he worships Satan. These guys are not true Christians. What's that, Sade?
No, I think it was Jesse Duplantis, or I think he was with Jesse. You know, I forgot who it was. It was Duplantis or Creflo Dollar.
Yeah, and they give the hand signals, the satanic hand signals, and these guys are all Satanists.
Right.
They're wolves in sheep's clothing. Just like the Bible said. And if you've bought into their lies, I feel sorry for you, because you're probably not saved either. You don't have any discernment. You can't tell these guys are all a bunch of crooks and deceivers. Which means you don't have any discernment. So you probably aren't saved yourself. But the amount of wolves ravaging the churches is unbelievable. What is it here? Matthew 7:15, it says, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are greedy wolves. And the word translated greedy, which is usually translated ravenous in most English translations. In the Greek, it means greedy. It's referring to money. And Paul predicted that when he departed, that imposters would come in. What is it in 1 Corinthians chapter 11? It talks about Satan appearing as an angel of light, deceiving people.
Yeah, I think I referenced
these
about
guys,
Paul.
Go ahead, Satan.
No, I was going to say in the first reference you mentioned, that was in Acts of the Apostles when Paul left Ephesus. When he was about to leave Ephesus, he told the Ephesians that, you know, with his departing, you know, raven souls will come up unto you and scatter the flock.
Yeah. Well, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, down on verses, starting with verse 12 and then 13, for such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Messiah. And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Therefore, it is not surprising if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their deeds. So Paul made it perfectly clear that in the churches you are going to have false teachers, false prophets, false pastors who tell you they're holy, righteous, honorable men, and also women. There's a lot of women in the pulpits. And virtually all of them are a bunch of crooks and the Satan worshipers. They know who they are, what they're doing. And so if you don't have a pastor who actually studies the Bible, leave the church. Go up to your pastor. I challenge anyone out there who goes to church. Just go up to your pastor after a sermon or whenever you get a chance to talk to him, if you can. Now, the mega church pastors, you can't get near them, televangelists. But I'm talking about the average pastor, the average church, etc. Ask them how many verses they have memorized. Ask them how many books of the Bible they have written their own commentary on. How many books of the Bible they've done their own translation of the text. Can guarantee you, you're not going to find any of them that have written their own commentaries, done their own translations, and you may find a handful who've actually memorized maybe 10, 20 verses. Every pastor in the world who claims to be a true Christian, believer in Yeshua HaMashiach, etc., should know hundreds of verses, memorize hundreds of verses. They should be writing their own commentaries and doing their own translations of the books of the Bible. So, if you want to learn more, go to dovministries.com, gracemercyministry.com. And there's email there. Contact me. I think there's tons of articles. on those websites, heretichunter.com. There's tons of articles showing where these guys are a bunch of crooks. I named them, especially heretichunter.com. I named virtually every top heretic in America. Tim Copeland, Paul Crouch is dead, Jesse Duplantis, John Hagee, Hendrik Hanegraaff, Hank Hanegraaff, Jackass Stan Wimpy, he's dead now, T.D. Jakes, Stan Johnson, Joe Osteen, Pat Robertson, Robert Shuler's dead now, Chuck Smith dead, Rick Warren. There's tons of others. They're all crooks. Let's see, how much time we got? We got about 5 minutes left. You have anything else you want to touch on, Saeed?
Basically, just that, you know, in addition to COVID, of course, we know we have all this, these other virus hoaxes, like Delta virus. That's another big hoax that they're pushing. And the Delta virus, they're saying, well, there are no, like, visible symptoms. You can have the Delta virus without exhibiting any symptoms. So, I mean, it's gotten to the point of insanity. I mean, they're going to come out with even more of these virus hoaxes. It's not just going to be limited to COVID or Delta. They're going to come up with all these new variants that supposedly came from COVID.
Well, eventually, if they get too much resistance by we the people,
right,
they're going to release a real virus, a real
right,
deadly virus that will kill 20, 30, 40, maybe 50% of the population of the world. And they'll target specific countries like America and other countries where there's some sort of freedom. And just totally devastate those countries. Now, one thing we were talking about before the broadcast is Red China, where this whole thing was cooked up and released. Virtually no one in Red China is getting the vaccine or the deadly injections. They claim they are, but they aren't. They know that those injections are deadly. They're not going to kill off their people. They've just started a new program where you can have more than one child. The only ones who are getting the vaccines or the deadly injection in Red China are so-called enemies of the state, are being forced to take it, so they'll die. And the economy in China is doing great. The so-called lockdowns, they had them for a couple of weeks and then they stopped. It was all big show, theater. In fact, if you go to band.video, you can see video. Alex Jones just came out with a COVID hoax video. You can watch it on his website. I forget the exact name. Let me see if I can run over there. Any closing comments, Saeed, while I look over there real quick?
Yeah, so I'll make it very quick. One of the reasons why they're not, devastating Red China is because they want Red China, the New World Order gang, they want Red China at the helm of power in the world, too. That's another thing. George Soros, all these billionaires, they're coddling China right now.
Well, they created, the billionaires, the Rottenfellers,
yeah,
the Rothschilds created Red China and put Mao Zedong in after World War II and getting
right,
rid of Chiang Kai-shek. As they control Red China. Red China is not an independent country. It's under total control of the Rottenschild, Rottenfeller crime syndicate. It's just as simple as that. People think that, oh, it's called COVID land. just go to the internet and type in COVID land. That's the new video where Alex Jones and others prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the whole thing is a hoax. And they explain all the details of this hoax. That's where you need to go. Said, are we done here? Have we gone over our time now?
Yeah, I think we have. Yeah, I think we're done.
Okay, yeah. Okay, we're going to close this off. If it hasn't shut down already, this is Ron from freeworldfilmworks.com. Saeed from America in Focus saying goodbye and never raise the white flag.